So we lift our Father up this morning. And again, I welcome each and every one of you to the call this morning. And we're going to move on out of the way so that we can hear what the Father has to say to us today. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great and glorious day. We thank you for everything that you have done, everything that you're doing, and everything that you're going to do. You are a great, great Father, and we love you, God. We thank you for each and every caller on this line, how no matter what's going on, you will lift them up, give them peace. God, we thank you. You give us strength. You give us word to live on so that we can stand strong and let others see our light. God, we thank you for the speaker that is coming forth. We ask that you download into them a word and then pour back into them the virtue that you so freely give. God, let each and every one of your words resonate on our hearts that we can become stronger and stand up mightily in your name. God, we thank you for the Artist International and what you are doing. You are doing a new and great thing in the life of Artist International and each distributor on this line. We thank you for each and every caller. God, lift them up. Let them see a brighter day today. We ask and we thank you. In your precious name, Jesus, amen and amen. Well, it has definitely been my privilege and my honor to greet and see each and every one of you this morning. And I ask that you go out and make this a great, great, great day to stay on this wondrous Wednesday. And right now I'm going to turn you over into our hands of our very capable host. Host, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I hear you. I can. Okay. You need to speak a little louder. You're not very clear, but speak up just a little bit.
Okay, good morning. Can you hear me now?
I hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Okay. Have a wonderful day, and take it away.
God bless you, too. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, Minister. I was going to say Minister Brenda. Minister Phil Fox. Thank you for that greeting us this morning and starting off with that powerful prayer. My name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. The Master's Call started October 2010 by two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We stand on the scriptures, Psalms 88 and 13. But to you I cried out, Lord, and the morning come, our prayers come before you. Yes, we have a mission statement. We're excited to enrich, to enhance, empower believers that begin their day. We also have a website. It's called themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on that site, as well as our bio of our speakers. Our theme is this year is to, well, the theme for the year 2019, to trust, oh, God's, I don't know, go back. The theme for this year, God's hands on our justice and integrity, trust in me, individually and collectively, will clearly be seen. If you have been led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as a greeter, as Minister Jackie has done, a host as yours truly, or share word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Bernice Terrell. They will contact you. And the information, you would use the information on the masterscall.net, in the masterscall.net. Okay, we have a phenomenal company called Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family 29 years ago. We are now Artist Life. Great product to help the world become healthy. So we are so grateful this morning for that. And as Mr. Brennan says, this is the best product on the side of heaven. The new morning motivation call will be held Monday through Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders valid information on the benefits of the wonderful Otis products. The number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617 pound, 294-617 pound. But we have a bypass number if you need, and we'll call, you won't be charged. That number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. And if you have PCS, Boost Mobile or T-Mobile, so that's a number that you can call first. Today is Awareness Wednesday. We have our dynamic couples, a dual couple. Mr. and Mrs. Flanagan will be doing that call after this call. So let me just, I don't want to hold you up any longer, and we just want to share this information. I am so grateful to be announcing our speaker today, and she needs no introduction, but we're going to do a little bit, that she says, just a little about Ms. Minister Brenda Terrell, which she was brought up in the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a captain. After graduating as an honor student and getting her associate degree in business, Minister Brenda Terrell married Freddie Terrell, and then they had 5 children. And then she was led by the Lord. She is one of our leaders. She is the prayer journal on our call. She's she is such a powerful woman, and she's my prayer partner. And I am so grateful to be on the call with her. I am so grateful to be in the presence with her, because she really shows up and shows out. Oh, I can't say enough about her. I truly love her for all that she does. She's a wonderful person. You can just hear it on the call. You can hear it in her voice. She is a praying woman. Now, I can say she is certainly gave me a lot of inspiration to move forward. But I'm just so grateful this morning, thanking God to be on with her and what she's doing. But we do have, I just want to say to everyone, I don't want to hold you up long. I want to introduce you to some business, my friend, my business partner, Minister Brenda Terrell. Minister Brenda Terrell, are you out there?
I am here, the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
Well, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for your warm introduction. I felt your heart. I give God glory for you, for our time of being prayer partners in this season. And I know the greater is going to stand forth in you as we move forward in this year. And I want to say thank you, Minister Jackie Henderson, our Silver Fox, for seating and greeting everyone and that warm and powerful prayer. I give God glory for you, and I tell you, I just know God is doing a great thing in all of us. And oh my goodness, if you guys wasn't on early this morning when I chimed in, the Holy Spirit was moving again. Glory to God. I heard Minister Tiffany, Minister Sharon, Minister Keisha, and Mother Dr. PK. I'm telling you, they were in. And there were some others on there, but I know those voices I heard, and I give God glory for you all allowing God to use you in such a magnificent way. Oh, hallelujah. It just sets the standard for what God is doing for all of us. And I definitely want to take a moment to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to our wonderful co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. You guys are definitely wonderful. You are absolutely amazing. Thank you for allowing God to use you and to set this platform and even giving me the opportunity to share it. Let's pray. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father God, I thank you that you have set this platform and set this table in front of me, Lord God, and I ask that you just take control of this vessel. I know, Lord God, that You have already ordained this hour, this time, this opportunity, and I give you glory, I give you praise, because it's only in you that we live, move, and have our very being. I thank you for the presence of God moving in this sanctuary. I thank you, oh God, for every person on this call, Lord, that will receive your glory in your presence. I thank you, oh God, for the blood of Jesus that never loses its power. I thank you, God, for the resurrection power dwelling on the inside of us. And I ask you in the name of Jesus that you allow us to sup with you this morning. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. And we give your name honor. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. Well, again, good morning, TMC family. Good morning to all of you that may be on for the first time, and I hope it's not your last, because God is doing a great thing in this season, in this hour, on this call. And my topic this morning is, how excellent is his name? How excellent is his name? Now, I know some of you, if not most of you, realize that Psalms 8 is one of my favorite scriptures. And it says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. And it went on to say, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars, and everything that exists, what is man that you are so mindful of him? And the son of man that you visited him? And then you made him just a little bit lower than the angels, then crowned him with glory and honor. Then you placed all things under his feet. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, God's name is excellent. So this is what I want to share with you this morning. God had told Moses to tell Pharaoh that I am, that I am, sent you. See, we come to realize that God is the I am. And we are familiar that the Hebrew word Yahweh is God's name. It means Lord. And then we also are familiar with other terms that we hear God's name. And I just want to share with you, if you will, a few of those. And it is El Shaddai, which means almighty. He is all-powerful. He is the mighty one. He is the 911. Yes, Minister Sharon, he is Psalm 91:1. Okay, you got a 911 situation? He is that. You can run to him anytime. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We know him as Elyon, as being supreme. He is Jehovah Jireh. Some say Yuri, Jehovah Jireh. But anyway, he is the Lord who provides. He said, I'll provide all your needs. I will give it all to you. Whatever you need, I am that, because I am Jehovah Yuri, Jehovah Jireh, God who will provide our every need, every one of them. He is faithful. He is able. And nothing is too difficult for him. You know, Genesis 22, 13, and 14, you could go and check it out where he let them say, you don't have to worry, because I will provide everything for you. He let the Israelites know, I got your manna. I got your water. Everything I will provide for you. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. And I know many of you can personally say, I know that he is Jehovah Rapha. He healed me. He healed my mother. He healed my father. He healed my child. I've seen him with that powerful healing hand. He is the Lord who heals, according to Exodus 15 and 26. You see, God had told Israel, I am the Lord who heals you. Jehovah Rapha has the power to heal physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. spiritually. Yes, he is. He will heal every part of your being. He is Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. This is the name of God that proclaims his protection, leadership, deliverance for all of his people. See, just as God brought divine protection for the Israelites against their enemy, the Amalekites, he offers us protection and deliverance today. Will you accept it? Because he told us, I will deliver you from your enemies. Every enemy you may face, when you call on him, he will answer. Yes, he will. And then he said, I'll show you great and mighty things that you didn't know. Think of the many times God protected you from the enemy. Oh, glory. I know that's a shout right there. We can go back and think how God did say, I remember yesterday when Pastor Everett said, my soul looks back and wonder how I got over. I remember how God delivered me from the hands of the enemy. You know, according to Proverbs 18 and 10, it reminds us that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Can I say that again? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Yes, 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 yes. Jehovah Shalom. He is the Lord, our peace. The Lord, our peace. Nobody can give you peace like our God. God is the only one able to give us peace that passes all of our own understanding. You see, you could be in the mix of different situations and trials and tribulations, and you feel like, okay, I don't know how I'm going to get delivered from this. And God has a way of giving you peace when you sit at his feet. Oh, I'm telling you. I think of my girl. Y'all know my girl, the Shulamite woman. Oh, yeah, that's my girl. She most certainly had the peace of God when she declared, it is well, after she laid her lifeless child on the man of God's bed. You know, can you imagine? She had to have the peace of God to sit there and have her lifeless child in her arms and turn around and say, it is well. Oh, glory to God. Yes, that's a peace that surpasses all understanding. And then we have Jehovah Tiskenu. He is the Lord, our righteousness. Thanks be to God who has given us his righteousness through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. We have no righteousness of our own. We got to come to that realization. We don't have any righteousness. But because of the great love of our God, our Father, he has redeemed us with his righteousness. And then we have Jehovah Rohi, the Lord our shepherd. You know, David did say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. Yes, he is our shepherd. Here we find the most tender, most intimate relationship between Jehovah and his people. See, the Lord is your shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. We shall not want. Leading his people, providing them with everything they need, and protecting them from all danger. And then we have Elion, everlasting God, the power of the ages. He is limitless. He is not only the self-extent one, not only the all-powerful one, not only the provider. He is everlasting to everlasting. Yes, yes, yes. That's another part of my favorite scripture. From everlasting to everlasting, he is God. He is not limited to one period of time. And this is what is meant in 2 Peter 3:8 when it says, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. See, he is just as powerful now as he was at the beginning of the earth. And when he created it. So time means nothing to God, absolutely nothing. How excellent is his name in all the earth. You see, God is our Father, and we can call on him and cry, Abba, Father. See, we as believers have been adopted into sonship. And we have received the spirit of adoption as sons and daughters in the Lord. And so we can cry, Abba, Father. He hears his children. We are his very own. He says, you have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, the blood that never loses its power. Glory to God. And then we have Yeshua, which is a Hebrew word. And when we say Yeshua, that's Jesus. That's the Hebrew name for Jesus. And, you know, while religious folks are out there going back and forth with one another on the correct name, see, we don't have time for that. We don't have time for that. All I know is when I was under the attack where the right side of my body had completely shut down with symptoms of a stroke, I heard the voice of God tell me, don't let this get the best of you. When I couldn't speak, I thought in my mind, if I can get Jesus out of my mouth. See, I knew that that name was above every name. I knew they said at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. I knew that, I remember when they said that even demons trembled at that name. So I just wanted to get Jesus out of my mouth, and I knew it would be all right. Just like the woman who thought to herself, if I could touch the hem of his garment, it's going to be all right. Well, it took everything within me to muffle out Jesus. And I'm talking about that precious name that is above every name. I distinctly remember that when I left the house to go to the hospital, my husband had to dress me. But, oh, hallelujah, after we had reached the hospital and the nurse asked me to get undressed, I was able to undress myself, and I just gave a little shout, say, glory to God. Yes, that name is powerful. Yes, that name is awesome. Yes, that name is all right with me. See, because I knew that I couldn't get it all like I wanted to, but he knew my heart, and he knew that I believed on that name. I tell you, his name is excellent. Yes, it is. See, my right arm wasn't limp anymore. My speech had returned. Jehovah Rapha had come on the scene. God had manifested his power by me calling on the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. See, I know many know him as Alpha and Omega. Some know him as Bread of Life. And then there's the Rose of Sharon, the chief cornerstone, deliverer, faithful and true, Lamb of God, Messiah, prophet, son of man, the light of the world, master, savior, Jesus, yes, the one who sets free, mighty God, the great I am. Yes, he is. He is the bright and morning star. He is the good shepherd. He's our risen Savior, our risen Lord. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the first and he is the last. Jesus of Nazareth, Lord of glory. Come on, come on, come on. You know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the rock. I remember my grandmother called him my rock in a weary land. And, you know, when I was a kid, I had no idea. Okay, well, rock in a weary land, what does that mean? But I understand it now. He is my rock in a weary land. He will keep me steady. He will keep me in peace. He will handle everything because I may be in this weary land, but God's got me. Yes, yes, yes. We're talking about Son of the Most High God, the way, the truth, and the light. Wonderful Counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Yes, yes. He is the mediator. He's the great high priest. He is the head of the church, Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's judge. He's redeemer. You know, I remember Job say, I know that I know that I know that I know that my redeemer lives. Yes, yes. He is the resurrection and the life. Jesus, yes, Jesus. That's his name. He sits at the right hand of the Father. He is our intercessor. He's all this and so much, much, much more. He alone is worthy. He alone is worthy because he's sitting there waiting on us to call on our Father in his name. And he said, I am your intercessor. I have your back. Don't worry about what's going on here and there, because I am the King of Glory. Yes, he is the King of Glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. And you know, I got to finish out with this Revelation 19, where Jesus said he is faithful and true. Yes, he is. He is the Word of God. And on his thigh, a name was written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. We shall see him in all of his glory. He's great. Yes, he is. He's great, and he's greatly to be praised. You know, the Bible says, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent, majestic is your name in all the earth. I hope you all got a thought and meditate on that. It's a Selah moment. How excellent is your name in all the earth. Back over to you, Minister Cox. Are you there, Minister Cox?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. Oh, God. Good morning. Just, I want to thank you so much, Minister Brennan, for that profound word. And when life gets in my way, I say, Jesus, 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 hallelujah. I just want to ask you to come back and close us out with a benediction after a few announcements, and let us pray. Dear God, Lord, we want to thank you for this another day, for being present with you. Lord, draw us closer to you. I am in your presence and full of joy, and we want to be filled. Lord, we know that you are there. We know that you understand. Lord, we thank Minister Brennan for the words she put this morning. That is so good. We cannot imagine life without you, as we pleasing the pleasure of our joy, the pain. You care, you love, you comfort us. We really listen here to know that you are there. The presence with you, loving us and renewing us, we are very happy. That's why I was saying happy. Happy when you wake up. Happy another day. Praise God for the two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord. We thank you for Minister Brennan for that word, Lord. Oh, let it resonate with us this morning. Thank you for the prayer warriors and guests that join us this morning. We thank you for the Dias de Leon family, Lord, for allowing to shine out his light with us. To all us, being healthy, to stay healthy, and to share with others. We pray for everyone sick in the shedding this morning. We go by the hospital, Lord, touch somebody. Pray for Minister Willis. Bless our Lord this morning. Lord, praise. We can't praise you enough. Praise God this morning. Carry us through. Let everyone say amen, amen. This morning, Lord, we just want to thank you. I want to thank you. Here's the playback number for this powerful message this morning. 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677 pound. Again, 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677 pound. We also have our extravaganza. Get ready for the extravaganza in Las Vegas, March 29th to the 31st. Everyone, please sell some products. We all need to come together. That's our time. With everybody coming together and being just seeing us, and we are definitely going to have a minister there that day. So we are that Sunday. So we are so grateful. The next is the new motivation call, which will be with two phenomenal my leaders, Mr. and Mrs. Flanagan, and that number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Today is heart disease. Plug everybody and call everybody. Text them up to listen to that. Thank you, Minister Jackie Henderson. I'm calling you Susan. Thank you, Mrs. Jackie Henderson, for that prayer and that tag. Thank you again, Minister Brenda Terrell, for that powerful mission this morning. Will you come back and close us in a benediction?
Yes, thank you, Minister Cynthia. Now, to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Have a wonderful day.